Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, is here. Bob is a tenure member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He is a he teaches thinking in a number of places around his part of the world, and also an instructor at Think Bazan. And as I say, he's a certified financial planner and has a great practice there in the Virginia area. And he's our good friend. Bob, welcome back.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bob, one of the things that's been fascinating to me is how we spend money. And when I say we, I'm including you and me and people around us. We watch people. We observe our friends and our family, maybe our children, spending money. And we're often judgmental about that, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you talk about intelligent consumption with your clients. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times we measure somebody's worth by how much money they have. Maybe we ought to measure the richness of somebody's life by how many quality experiences they had, how long and how many quality experiences they had through their life.
Well, I agree with you, because there, you and I both know people who got rich by being frugal, but when they have a chance to spend an extra nickel to add a little joy to their life, that frugalness won't let them do it. What do you think? That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I had a client. We'll call him Walter. And Walter didn't get to visit his son and his granddaughter very much. And I said, "Well, Walter, why don't you go visit them, Barry?" And they lived in another city. And he said, "Well, you know, I'm tall, and when I get all cramped up in that little airline seat, you know, I'm 6'2", and it's just uncomfortable for me." Now, Walter was 86. Walter's net worth was over $10 million.
Yeah.
And I said, "Walter, fly first class." All of Walter's money was going to charity when he passed.
Right.
And it's like, you know, whether the charity inherits $10 million or $9.8 million, they're not really going to care.
Right. You could afford the first class seat.
Well, yeah, or even charter a plane. And, you know, because when you're 86, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a Brinks truck following a hearse.
No, that's exactly right. Here's another example. But I know specific people who would love for their grandchildren to spend more time with them, but they won't spend $50 a month to have Wi-Fi in their house because it's $50 a month. But if they did,
right,
their grandchildren would come and hang out with them. And the joy,
right,
that they completely missed the joy that would be possible from having the grandkids there because it's $50 a month. It's just, it makes no sense. And this person can afford it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what I talk about with intelligent consumption. We need to spend more money in retirement sooner. And that's what I've been counseling my clients to do. I mean, while you have your health, while you have your mobility, have those quality experiences. Take a trip. You know, go to South America. It's a wonderful place to visit.
Right.
Go to Europe, or you know, do the things that really, really would bring joy to you and the people that you love. And don't worry about how much money your kids inherit.
Right. Exactly.
In most cases, it ain't going to make a darn bit of difference.
It might not even help them. But here, let me give you another example. This is a personal thing for me. If I go to New York City, I hire a car at the airport. Now, it costs me about $25 more than a cab. But if you go to, if you ever go to LaGuardia and you see the line that you have to stand in to get a cab to save $25, so I pay the $25 to get a car that I can walk right out to and have this person take me to my hotel. Now, is that extravagant? I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, I think it has to do with the marginal utility of money and where you are now. Now, if you were 19 years old and you you just gone to New York City,
I didn't take a car when I was 19. I took a cab, no question. Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly. But my time is worth more than that. And that's where successful people sometimes they miss that fact, don't they? That wait a minute, how much is my time
worth? Absolutely. Yeah, and that's that you see that's the thing, because you know, when you were 19, you didn't have much money. And the value of that $25 was much greater for you at 19 than it is today. And now it's just this concept of understanding that the value of money changes through your life, that you can go ahead and make decisions like that.
Yep. The value of money, your relationship with money, that is one of the most interesting parts of our life, isn't it, our relationship with money?
Absolutely.
And I know people who wouldn't pay an extra $25 for another feature on an appliance that would make their world nicer, but they also wouldn't negotiate with the company to throw that in. They would never say, "I'll tell you what, I'll you know what I mean." They wouldn't even negotiate and say, "I'll take it if you throw that in." They won't say that, but they also won't pay the $25 to get it. You know, that makes no sense.
Yes. Well, that has to do with our principle of frugality. Yeah. I don't know if we want to talk about that.
I do, but I want to do it in the next segment. In the meantime, I need your website, please.
Yes. The Naked Portfolio Managers is the book, and it's www.thenakedportfoliomanager.com.
All right, thenakedportfoliomanager.com. I'm looking at my copy right here, folks. It's awesome. It's outstanding. We helped him launch it on the show. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Bob Fisher. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, is our guest. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about principled frugality, more about our relationship with money. 20 after Steelers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.